there's between two and two and a half cups of coffee, something like that. I leave the booklet in the box with the pot. And I said, okay, it's as strong as this, mild as that. So I split the difference, put it in the middle so everyone's happy. Either that or no one's happy.
About 2.5 to 3 cups for 30.
I think it said something, it was either 2 or 2.5 was the swing, or it was 2.5 to 3. I went right in the middle.
That also depends upon the ground, or is it the grind of the coffee? What you're using, you know, what style grind, so. And then it's the mixture of the beans and everything else. Everything affects the taste of the coffee.
You know something? If I were to have a party big enough that would need that pot, I would have to go out and buy coffee because we don't have it in the house. The only thing we have in the house now is the Keurig stuff, because my wife and I don't drink coffee, so that's the most convenient thing to have in the house for company.
Larry, to have it. Another satisfied Keurig customer. Enter PPN Mobile for those who could care less.
Yeah, well, I used one at school for my tea, and coffee has never gone through it.
Doesn't go through it. Goes through a little cup, so it's not like it's going to give it cooties or anything.
Well, there is one little spout at the bottom that the coffee goes through that doesn't get changed. The needle that punches through the bottom hole and then leads to the spout to the cup. So, you run a cup of plain hot water through it, you'll clean that out. They tell you to do that after you use it for hot chocolate.
You don't want those hot chocolate cooties in there.
Now, they said it would actually have a tendency to clog the spout if you let it dry in there.
And they want to tell you the real reason is it'll turn around and you'll get mold growing in there.
That's possible, too.
Well, chocolate, sugar, warmth.
Anything. Leave it in a wet condition. It could change.
True that, man. True that.
I don't know what you're thinking about.
Just suddenly something about UTIs flashed through my brain.
Okay. In any case. So what else is new? Let's see, I think we are up to date on the scholarship situation. I'm coming up to the repeater site. Traffic is flowing well. Are you ahead of me, behind me?
Oh, where are you at the repeater site? Because I'm just passing Duck Pond.
Well, I am just about abreast of the repeater itself right now.
You're actually close enough for me to catch it, too. And keep you in Mobile.
You said I'm close enough to do what?
Said you're actually close enough to me for me to play catch-up if I wanted to drive a little aggressively.
Okay, so you're right behind me, huh? Okay.
And I'm not more than a quarter mile behind you.
Yeah, I'm right up at the Little Neck Parkway exit right now, a mile before the CIP.
I know where you are.
Why, you got me tagged on a GPS?
That's right. I got RFID chips on your vehicle. Echo. I could spot you from space.
Okay. So over the weekend, I swapped out my phone.
Yes, you were telling me on Friday about that. So how well did the data transfer go?
Seamlessly. I backed the phone up to iTunes, went to the store, they turned the new phone on, went back home, plugged the new phone into iTunes, everything came down, nothing needed to be cleaned up, and then I blanked out the old phone, and I'm waiting for the return bag to Verizon. Verizon's going to give me $200 for my old phone, and it only cost me $150 for the new.
Sounds like a deal.
Which means, except for the $30 activation fee, I'm getting just, the only thing it cost me is for a couple of the accessories, because you got to change all your cords.
Yes, the cord change. You know, you could fight with the store about the activation fee, because that activation fee goes directly into their pocket. I used to argue with AT&T about that all the time. I said, excuse me, I said, I already have an active line. You're not creating a new line. There's no one sitting in a terminal. I said, all you're doing is you're turning around and you're turning this one on and turning that one off. I said, I'm not giving you whatever it was, $25 or $30 to do that. I said, you could just... I said, then they would go back and forth, and they would waive it. They would waive it because that's the money that the store gets.
The store doesn't get any money on the sale of the phone itself?
Percentage, small percentage, but I think they take the whole activation fee.
Well, I went on to the Verizon website to double check when I got home, and with the exception of the data being changed, my plan actually did not change in cost at all. I went from unlimited data down to 6 gig, but there's no way I'm going to use up 6 gig in a month. So as far as I'm concerned, I've got the same data plan.
Yeah, I checked my plan, I think, over the weekend for some reason or another, maybe after talking to you. I have the 6 gig shared plan, and even with all the nonsense going upstate and not having Wi-Fi in one of the places and other things and then on school grounds and whatnot, we didn't even come close. We didn't even come close, so I think I'll probably wind up leaving it when she goes up to school. I don't think I need to change anything, although AT&T is still spotty up there, but Verizon seems to have a more solid presence with cell towers in Adirondack Park, so that's one of the problems. You know, who's got the contract with the state DEC to set up their cell towers, and where can you set up a tower to cover certain areas?
Well, you'll see whether or not you need it or not in the first month or so. The kids use the cell phones a heck of a lot more than we do. But on the campus itself, is there Wi-Fi?
I believe there is. I mean, they'd be pretty silly if they didn't have Wi-Fi on campus. And I'm pretty sure that they have something in the dorms also. We'll obviously get more answers to those questions a little further down the road. But what I'll probably wind up doing for her is, depending upon where her dorm is, if they have wired access in the dorms, I may wind up putting up a Wi-Fi access point over towards wherever she'll be spending most of her time, and she'll have access back to her dorm wired internet through the access point.
Yeah, that'll also give her the freedom to be anywhere in her room with a laptop and do her work. She won't have to actually plug in.
True. So, I happen to have a Linksys wireless access point. It's got the Divox City antennas on it, so I'll just put a big old Omni on one side, and I've got an extra Yagi for the other side, one of those 24 dB Yagis. Set this thing up in her room, and just irradiate somebody with the Yagi pointed in their direction.
Well, I'm sure you'll figure it out. And, you've got a 6 gig family shared. I've got 6 gigs all to myself, so I ain't never going to break that.
I'm talking, I'm not on my phone like crazy, but I've never come close to breaking the 6 gigs, even with all of us. I mean, my wife is a Facebook fiend. She's on Facebook all the time. And my daughter is doing whatever she's doing with all the apps that she runs on her phone. And me, I'll Google Maps, all this, all that, I'll Facebook, I'll look at other things online, do web browsing and whatnot. So I guess we never really get close.
One of the nice parts about the 5S is that fingerprint scanner. I set it up, so now I have my phone locked with a passcode, and all I have to do is leave my finger on the home button, it reads it and unlocks it, whereas you would have to know my four-digit passcode to get in.
I'd have to think they did away with that because it was causing more trouble than it was worth.
They didn't do away with it. I understand that there's some glitches in it, that it forgets it every once in a while, so you have to reestablish it. But it hasn't happened yet.
It's a nice toy. It's a nice toy on your phone, but whatever. Sounds like you're enjoying it, so you'll have some fun with it. On the entrance ramp yet? 10 to begin.
Now I'm on the 4-lane northern slot right now. Coming up to the entrance ramp soon.
Really? Are my headlights kind of like annoying you right now?
Is that you directly behind me?
Not behind you, Nick.
I'll let you sneak in. I got into the line.
Watch and learn, my young Jedi apprentice.
I hate people like you who sneak in at the last second.
Just remember what Rich, K2UPS, says. The only distance between you and another vehicle that you can control is what's in front of you.
I know. See, it's guys like you who sneak in at the last second and make this line back up even more.
Yeah, you keep believing that, Poppy.
So, you'll get to tell me whether I should go on the Gaga or not, because you'll get out ahead of me. Because you're probably already snuck into the ramp itself.
Right up to the zebra stripes and right in front of a taxi cab.
So, let me know how the Gaga is, so I can decide.
Let me get up onto the spiral here. Just coming up to it now.
Alright. So I had to get all new accessories because they changed the size of the phone and the plugs. They threw in, let's see, what did they throw in for free? They threw in a car charger, an extra lightning cord. Those were thrown in. I got a plastic case to hold it in, and then a belt holster. Those cost me a couple of bucks, not much. Anything I bought, I got at half price on top of it. So I think I did a pretty decent deal.
Well, a lot of the, whatever they were going to give you, you take, but the rest of the accessories, a lot of times you can do better on eBay or at the local flea market.
Yeah, the only thing that it really cost me above and beyond with any decent amount was I picked up the AppleCare Plus.
Yes, AppleCare Plus.
Yeah, this phone's 2 years warranted by Apple now, even if I drop it.
That's always good, because, you know, slips, trips, and falls are the death of smartphones.
The worst that could happen now that it's a 5S, on the 4S, if I dropped it into water but killed it, you know, something that was obviously accidental damage, not product failure, I would have a $50 swap-out fee. With the 4G phones, they moved that up to 70.
Yeah, they want to make it a little bit more painful to make insurance claims.
Hey, if I end up getting annoyed and throwing my phone up against the wall and smashing it, it'll be worth $70 to get a new one.
I guess if you can't control your rage and you want to just throw $70 down the toilet.
True. But these phones, since the once you hit the 5 series, they've gone back to the metal case, so you don't have to worry as much about the back glass breaking. I don't know why they put that glass there in the back to begin with.
And trendy. Alright, I'm up on the main line here. It's coming up to Conjunction Junction. What's my function? Let me see what things look like up ahead. EP2 and QN Mobile.
Hi, host, Steve Arino. So, you're kind of freaking Ian out with the selective service letter.
Yes. I'll see the boy in a couple of days anyway, so I'll hand it to him directly and let him peruse. I sensed that you had enough talking about Gary's new phone. That's why I jumped in.
Thank you. Thank you. And yes, I never knew Ian's middle name was Storm. That's so cool.
Yes. He's Ian Storm. Or Stormy, if you like to call him that.
Gary, it looks like the Gaga might be moving well, but I did for the main line. So, I'm on the main line. You know, the Gaga looks like it's moving. It's totally up to you. Okay, so I'll make my own decision when I get there. See?
Are we supposed to be getting some flurries? Because I'm seeing some snow flurries. Guess it's road dirt. Okay. 38 degrees. I don't know if you could get a flurry at 38, but that's what it looks like. It's not pre-shipped sticking to my windshield like Wawa.
Yeah,
like in just the right place at the right time to see precip. But, you know, I washed and waxed the Toxic Avenger, so of course it's going to rain.
So it's your fault if we get rain. And the forecast didn't say anything until the end of the week.
Wednesday. Yeah, so Wednesday, Thursday, it's supposed to start off as rain and change over to something maybe. Something messy. But it's not rain. It's, I guess like a snow shower, but it's not visible to the naked eye as opposed to the closed eye.
Problem, because I do remember popping open the garage. I'm not
don't know, during the week, but I don't remember seeing the exploded battery and smelling the sulfuric acid all over the place.
Well, thankfully, I've never had that happen to me, but it didn't look like fun.
No, and I'm still missing a couple of good chunks of battery stuff. You know, I'll find this someday.
Did you look in the ceiling or the roof of the garage?
There's big, like flea market tables right above where it was, so it good reflective surface to back everything back down.
I love the picture of that battery, though.
There must have been some loud sound.
You think you would have heard it if you were inside the house, or you think it was when you were gone?
Sure, I would have heard it. I'm guaranteed I would have heard it. Would I have known what the heck it was? Who knows?
I'll leave you two to talk about the explosion. I'm going into the tunnel. 7-3-10-2-Zeddy, be clear.
Never had a battery explode on me before. That's the interesting part. I guess now I can cross that off my bucket list. Take that money right out and put it in somebody's hot little hands.
paint the house outside. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. Well, I got a guy for interior work. I don't know if he does exterior. I would assume he does. But he's excellent, excellent, conscientious, extremely neat, freak-oriented, nice guy. So if you're ever looking for somebody and you're getting ready to hire out, I'll give you his number.
W2SCT Mobile, good morning.
I wonder if that guy paints. Good morning, Peter. Usually I do all this myself, but I don't know if I want to tackle the house. I got a lot of, you know, raw fascia that needs prep work, prior, you know, nail holes and then priming. So I'll be doing like double duty. I painted the house by myself in 2000, and it was, you know, it was a task. But I like doing it. I just don't know if I want to do it. Pete, you ever feel like that? You like doing it, but you don't want to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Many times. Many, many times. Well, it sounds like you have some projects in mind. Good morning, Rich. And, for the spring, I guess. And, maybe you're thinking about that move. I don't know. We can talk about that a couple of weeks ago, but see what happens. And yeah, these projects are very...
All right, you can say it.
Rich, over to you.
Hi, guys. I got a phone call. I'll be back. And to PPM.
Yeah, like I said, I like doing this stuff. Something about doing it on your own, and when it's finished, you can say that you did it, but there's no one to say it to anymore. That's the problem. The inside, I don't mind too much, but the outside is, you know, a little daunting, standing on a 40-foot extension ladder. I just don't know if I'm feeling it this time around.
You save a lot of money, though, however. Definitely, even though it's time-consuming and so on, it's a money saver, sure. So, that's a plus on that end, so... Well, see what happens, but that's true. A major project. Hope you get used to the time saving, daylight saving time, and because we have longer days, but it's darker in the morning, which is fine by me because I hate driving into the sun with the sun on my face. And so as we cross the Babel Bridge, see if I'm going to have to bow out. I know you're getting on top of your location, but I have to bow out because of the hills of Milneck and Oyster Bay, so I'll be back in 7 or 8 minutes, and we'll probably be done. Have a good day, and catch you tomorrow morning.
Back home.
trip to Israel.
To Alexander, it was very, very good. I'm glad to be back. And tomorrow I'm going to go start my new job. I got here yesterday morning, and as you can see, I can't sleep. My hours are all screwed up. I woke up at 5 o'clock today. But it's great to be back. It's great to be back. And, you know, I'm looking forward to start my job. And it was great to see my kids. I think I told you, I have two kids in Israel and my parents. So, bottom line, I had a great, great time.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. I wish you good luck on the new job. And I think you said that was the Conti dealership. And I wonder if that's, I think that's the same Bob Conti that I actually used to work for many years ago, but not at the car dealership. It was Bob Conti that was involved with Mid Island Plaza Shopping Center in Hicksville, which is now the Broadway Mall. He was down in the management office down there. But I believe it was the same family that had the car dealership.
Probably they business people. I'm going to be on the Chevrolet dealer. He has two dealers here in Freeport. He has the Cadillac and the Chevy place. So he does not own the Chevy place anymore. He sold it. But it still carries the name. It's owned by, I believe that the people who own East Hills Chevrolet. I believe those are the owners. But it doesn't matter to me. I know the GM very good. I worked with him many years in BMW together, so I believe things will go smooth, you know. I hope so. So that's the story. I can't believe how cold it is here. I came from 85 degrees. I was freezing yesterday morning at the airport. Over.
It's warming up a little bit. As a matter of fact, just past, what was it, Friday night, it was, I think, up close to 60 degrees here. So we're back down in the chill for a little bit, but we're on definitely on an upward trend, which I'm eager for. And I wonder if you took any small plane trips while you're in Israel. I think that when I spoke to you a couple of years ago, you had a friend or somebody who had a Cessna or something, and you went up with the DHT, and you were making all sorts of contacts there in Aeronautical Mobile.
It was a very good memory, man. I'm impressed. Yes, I did flew. It was on plane, and the pilot is my brother. My brother used to be, until a year ago, a pilot for El Al, the Israeli airline. Now he retired. So I was with my brother hanging out, and a guy called him and commissioned him for an aero photography job. And he needed him right away. So he looked at me and said, Ben, you want to come? Yeah, of course. We jumped on a Cessna 172, he installed the cameras, and we did a three-hour fly over to take pictures of some construction sites. It was great. I mean, I love flying with my brother. It's really fun, you know. And but that's the only flight I did over there. And I couldn't take the controls at any point because the photographer was there, and, you know. But still, I enjoyed it. It was really a lot of fun.
Oh, that's neat. I know one of my friends, he had gotten his pilot's license very early on. I don't think he was even 20 yet when he had his pilot's license for real private flying, and always enjoyed doing that. Had a pretty decent job with the company here on the island. He had studied to become an engineer, and the company he worked for did inductive heating, where they would build different devices and like say, well, when you would put a shaft into a golf club head with a heat-treated epoxy, their machines would heat it up. Or if you had pill bottles or something that needed that child protective or tamper-proof wrapping put around, that's all done with heat shrink, and their machines would be the one that heat it down. And it was all done inductively to heat it up, which was kind of cool. But he was never happy doing that, and always wanted to fly. And his mom came home one day and said, "Listen, honey, I quit my job and I'm going to fly school to get my commercial license." And now he flies. He works for a small charter company, but pretty prestigious. He flies around like a lot of rock stars and famous people to different places of the world. I guess when they travel around for shows and stuff. So he's really enjoying that now.
retired from El Al for the last year. He does fly a charter for rich people and stars, like you say. But it's not a steady job, you know. They call him here and there and he goes. He does a lot of sightseeing flights on a small plane also. And he told me he does a lot of, it's a new thing now. Guys like to ask their girlfriends to marry them on a plane. They call it a romantic flight. So they go up on a Cessna and the guy makes believe he's just taking his girlfriend to see how much fun he's flying, and then he asks her to marry him. So all kinds of things like this. It's good money, and he loves flying, so, you know, for him it's like driving a car, I guess, after he drives those big 747. But it's definitely a good thing to do. I always wanted to be a pilot, but my medical condition, unfortunately, with my heart problems, it's unfeasible.
KC2RXV,
microphone back to you.
KC UPS Mobile. Yep, I guess when you take those romantic flights, you better get his money up front, because if the girl says no, you got to make sure the guy still pays, right? Well, that's interesting. Interesting way to do it. It's a different twist on things. I guess guys are always trying to come up with different ideas and trying to outdo their buddies. That's neat.
W2SET Mobile, good morning.
KQKKX.
Come
on. NY2H.
Leave the door open, everybody comes in. Pete, go ahead, and then, Pete, SET, then KKX, and then Lou, and then over to Ben.
2RXC, that's a surprise, Peter. I didn't talk to you in a long, long time. And I was surprised I don't hear you on Distar. I am heavily on Distar every day, you know, and I don't hear you anymore. I guess we are on different hours or God knows what. But anyway, I'm back in New York now. I moved back from North Carolina, so you're going to be hearing me on the 85 machine, I guess, from time to time. Microphone to you, Peter, and you give it to the next station. I'm not sure who that's going to be.
Okay, let me make sure I have it. This is SCT Mobile. Pete. Okay, I'll turn it over to KKXP and welcome back, Ben. Good morning, Lou. And Mike. And nice to hear you. And I wonder what happened where you came back, Ben, from North Carolina. Just haven't talked to you in quite a while. And I'm in touch with Joel quite often down there, who's not on ham radio at all. He just kind of fell out of it the past 2 or 3 years, so. So everybody had a good weekend. I heard you talking about the El Al and flying and all. It's interesting. So PKKX, over to you, and let me turn it over to Lou, W2SET Mobile.
Good morning. I think it was about Pete and Lou. Ben, long time, Ben. Name here is Peter, you may remember. And Scott, who else is in there? I know somebody else is there. My apologies. Anyway, snowing up at the park. It's been flurrying all the way from Westchester. I don't know if you're experiencing the same on the island, but it's not sticky. Let me give it to Lou.
Alrighty, good morning, gentlemen. NY2H Mobile. Good morning, Ben. I don't think we've spoken before. Name here is Lou. Call is November Yankee 2 Hotel. Alrighty, very fine. Yeah, we have some flurries here, too. Kind of weird, because the temperature's gone up to 38. And even when I started, it was above freezing, so I don't know. But we've had a flurry of flurries, if you will. I'm going to turn it over to Rich, since Ben took a turn, and then Rich, you can turn it over to Ben, and we can continue like that, I think. So, Rich, good morning to you. And I heard you last night, I think, in Pennsylvania. I wonder where you are this morning, NY2H Mobile.
Okay, Lou, good morning to you. I'm to the two Peters. Rich, KTUPS Mobile. And my Jeep this
morning. Out of Pennsylvania, back home, parked the big truck on the LIE in the old Roslyn area, I guess. No snow here, 42 degrees. That doesn't mean it won't snow, but not too bad. So, it was nice. I made it all the way to West Virginia last night before the sun went down. Normally it's still it's dark when I'm still in Ohio, so that was nice. Extended that trip a little bit. I'd rather have the darkness in the morning than at night anyway. Let's see, Pete?
That goes over to Ben, that's me. Go ahead, Ben.
It's a lot of sleep. It's a great hearing everybody again. I feel so good to be back in Long Island. Anyway, Peter, KKX, I said before, I don't know if you heard me, then I don't see you, or I should say I don't hear you on this bar anymore. That's a shame. I'm on this bar almost, I mean, not almost, every day on this bar. I even have a little mobile hotspot. So I'm very active on this bar. I used to hear you sometimes, you enough, but you both disappear. That's a shame. Anyway, I'll give the microphone to you, Peter. KKX, go ahead. This is KC2RXV.
She's got the Papa Zulu.
The SCT. Then SCT will,
HDPZ?
Okay, we have you, Al. All right, I'm picking it up before PKKX, but I'll turn over to you, Hal, and then it goes over to KKX, and then Lou, and then Rich. And fine on your trip, Rich. I like a little darker in the morning because, you know, when it's bright and the sun's coming up right in your eyes, that was the problem I was having the past month. The day's getting longer, and then now with it being darker, even longer at the evening time, that's more preferred. And, yeah, Ben, I wonder what brought you back from North Carolina when it comes around to you. And, because you moved down there, that was a good 4 years ago, I think, or something like that. Maybe five, four, I can't remember. So, let's see what happened there, what occurred. And a little bit of flurries here, but I'm showing 37 degrees in Jericho, Rich, so. All right, so how over to you, and then you turn over to PKKX, W2SET Mobile.
W2SET Mobile on the group, K6 Dark, 30 Purple Zombies. Good morning, gentlemen. I just read the mail, and when Ben was talking about flying low 172 around Israel, that's interesting. I can imagine it would be a lot of fun. And I was just thinking, I have a low 152, and at least a 172, you can carry some people a little bit. 152, one and a half people, and that's about it. Go ahead, KKX, take it up. This is Cape 6, Dirty Purple Zombies.
Very good. I think the 172 has got the retractable landing gear, as I recall, and twin engine, and I can't remember if it's E4 or 6.
Really? Rich, over to you, NY2H Mobile.
Okay, hello. KTUPS returning. And I don't have too much time at all in little planes like that. And one of my dad's friends used to be a trainer. He had one of the actually first computerized simulators, flight simulators in his basement that he used to use for training also. That was pretty cool. We used to try to get in there whenever we could and mess around without breaking anything. But he asked my dad what time. He goes, I got to go to the airport today and brush up on my touch and goes, you want to come with me? And dad's like, yeah, okay. He didn't know what was going to happen. My dad almost got sick because all he did was, you know, take off and land for like an hour. My dad turned green. Wasn't exactly what he was expecting. Ben?
It's all me. I know what you're talking about. I flew so much in my life with my brother that I know what you're talking about, touch and goes and all this stuff. But it's a lot of fun. I myself love flying on the little plane, especially when they let me take the control, which happened quite often. So that's a lot of fun. Anyway, SAT, the reason I came back from North Carolina, unfortunately, my wife, my lovely wife, passed away 2 months ago, very prematurely. And once she died, I decided there's no point for me staying there, you know. It was nice, we had a good time, but without her, there's nothing there for me. So I still own my little co-op here in Freeport. I got rid of my tenant. Well, I say got rid, you know, I took her out very nicely, to be honest. And I came back, set up the apartment nicely, beautiful, got a job, which I'm supposed to start tomorrow, and here I am. So that's why I'm back. Unfortunately, the circumstances are not the best, but, you know, that's life. Casey to RC, microphone to SCT. Go ahead, David.
Okay, very good, Ben. Well, very sorry to hear about your wife. Wow. I'll have to tell Joel, WB2AYS, that that's very unfortunate, but yeah, I know that she had a couple of relatives down there, cousin or something, I'm trying to remember. And and I guess you were working at a dealership down there. I believe you were, there was a dealership you were working at. Well, it's nice to hear you back here. And, Joel fell out of ham radio. He just lost interest. He has a 2-meter radio in his car, but he, you know, he sold everything, all his antennas to, Yuval, you know, Yuval, I think, so he's not on the air at all. And very good about Israel and flying in the 2- or 4-seater. That must be very interesting. Sounds like an interesting program, Lou. And over to Hal, W2SET Mobile.
W2SET Mobile, K6DPC. Yeah, first off, 172 is a single-engine aircraft. It's not a large plane, single-engine. It's said to be a four-place. I would not put four adults in a 172. The problem is that was mainly made as a family airplane, a mother, father, and two young children, not too heavy. And the biggest mistake that's made with those 172s is four guys decide to go up one day, and the weather is hot, a little warm. They overgross the airplane, and before they know it, they twist it into the ground. You got to be very careful with the 172 as far as the weight balance of loading. You see, in a little 150, you're limited. You only put two people, and you've got to get your CG and your balance. There's no seats in the back. But the 172, because you have four seats, you think you have four bruisers in there. And I've heard some horrendous accidents. KKX, pick it up. And Ben, by the way, I keep my bird over at Republic. This is Kilowatt 6, Delta Papa Zulu.
Wasn't the 172 the aircraft that John Kennedy Jr. was flying off of Cape Cod with tragic results? I'm sure Hal, you'll know the answer. For some reason, I thought it was a twin engine. Anyway, that's what it is. And we're just at the bottom of the D, and
mobile stations recognized. And I also remember the plane, I believe it had a fixed landing gear. It didn't retract also, so. And it was RDB, I'm not sure. Maybe that was Matt, I'm not really sure. Pick it up and then you will hand it over to Rich. This is NY2H Mobile.
Okay, good morning. Yeah, you guys are talking about this. I've never been in a Cessna 170. The first one I ever went in as a kid, that plane was out Long Island, McLaughlin, the Lake City, before it became a major airport. We went in a Beechcraft. I don't know which one it was. I don't know what model it was, but I remember that as a kid. I like Beechcraft. They make good planes. Maybe that's a better plane in reference to what he was talking about compared to the Cessna 172. I'm using my HT here on my car. I had a Honda Civic for about 6 months, brand new. And back at the end of January, I was in a car accident. The car was totaled out. So I replaced it with the same car, but just different color. So when it warms up, I'm going to put all my 706 back in the car. So I'm using the HT for now. So over to, I think, the other gentleman. I think it was Rich I gave it to.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to sign, actually, with this transmission. I just got off the exit in Hicksville. I'm just a couple blocks from home, but everybody have a good day today. Ben, we'll be talking to you. And if you're interested in another one of those miracle antennas, I think you said you sold the last one, and I might have one for you. I'll let you know. 7-3 for now, but I'll listen out. Ben, over to you. This is KTUPS Mobile.
It's Alex V. Very good, Rich. I'm super interested on the miracle antenna. I was emailing to the company in England to buy their Wonder Band, which is very similar, and I was wondering if they can ship to the States, and they say they will. So before I do this, if I can get one from you, it will be better. I don't remember who asked about Kennedy. Now, Kennedy was flying a Cherokee four seats, single engine, and that's the plane he went down with. Not too much difference between the Cherokee and the Cessna, but it's a low wing plane, but other than that, it's very similar. Anyway, guys, I'm going to have to move myself here. I need to go grab something to eat. I'm starving. My old system from the jet lag, I guess, I don't know from what. It's crazy. So I'm going to take a little break and go out to eat something, and I'll be back later on today. Tomorrow I'm back to work, so I guess I will try to be usually in the morning. So I will give the microphone, I believe, to Peter, to SET, and if I'm wrong, please fix it up, Pete. And we'll talk again later, guys. 73 to you, I will listen out to your final. SET, go ahead, Peter.
Ben, stay around until my turn. I want to talk to you about the Saratoga.
Okay.
Okay, very good. I'll turn around over to you, Al. All right, Ben. Have a good morning. Rich, Nick here, and very good to you also. Matt, good morning to you. And, yes, it's a nice plane. I went up to that plane a couple of times, and as well as the Cherokee out of Farmingdale. Used to be a ham radio operator here, K2